In 1919, the Ukrainian People's Republic took over. But by this time, the communists were beating the White Russians, freeing the communists to grab a chunk of eastern Ukraine, including Kiev. Western Ukraine, however, had been overrun by the newly recreated Polish state. Kiev changed hands again on May 7, 1920, when Polish and Ukrainian forces took it away from the communists. The Russo-Polish War was on, and Kiev was caught right in the middle. As it turned out, the communists wasted so much time taking Kiev back, they were unable to capture Warsaw. The Treaty of Riga, signed March 18, 1921, effectively ended the Russo-Polish War as a draw. Yet Ukrainian revolutionaries continued desperate resistance against the communists for years. The establishment of the Soviet Union with reasonably secure boundaries did not mean complete communist control. Segment 22C, War Communism. When everyone really is out to get you, it's really not paranoia. The RSFSR, Russian Soviet Federated Socialist Republic, had fought off expeditions sent by Britain, France, and the U.S. But there was no guarantee that capitalist powers like Japan or the U.S. had given up their designs on the Soviet Far East.